This is Bird Note. It's National Poetry Month in the US, and each year we like to celebrate by sharing our favorite contemporary writers' work about birds. Amy Nezhukumatathil is known for writing about nature, but more than that, wonder at the natural world.
One of the roots of the word wonder is the same root of the word to smile. And so for me, wonder is curiosity, but with a smile.
And Amy is full of both curiosity and smiles. Her poetry is often driven by encountering a new species, learning a new animal behavior, seeing connections between nature and ourselves.
When you're like, gosh, why does the barred owl sound like who cooks for you? Who cooks for you all? You know, that kind of thing. Like, who came up with that? And how do you even say that phrase without smiling? I have no tolerance for people who say they have nothing to write about. Like, you are not looking. You are not hearing. You are not feeling. You're not tasting. Like, what is wrong with you that you're not just opening yourself up to ask why or how or what? You know, like, just to be curious about the world around you. I don't understand how anyone can run out of things to write about when you've got this planet to work with.
For example, take the Baja fairy duster. When Amy first saw this woody shrub, she was enamored. It's native to the Baja Peninsula, hence the name, but the fairy duster comes from its flowers. They're bright red pom-poms that seem impossibly delicate. That plant inspired this poem.
When you are near, I turn into a Baja fairy duster at night. By which I mean, I look like that flower that fireworks in mid-sentence in the sky over the end of a sweaty ball game. The crowd makes its way to their cars while popcorn spill and multicolored chocolate candies melt into concrete steps. Maybe I mean you make me want to live beachfront so I can taste the salt and cliff twist on each red stamen. When you're near, you call hummingbirds to my throat, and we throw our heads back and stomp our feet from laughing too loud in a cafe. I make good tears in my eyes, which means joy, and maybe emerald feathers fall to the floor. All the other patrons turn to glare. How dare we delight in the swoop of blossom and neck? I know it sounds like turning into a plant would not be fun, but have you seen a Baja fairy duster? The way it shocks the mountain trail, how it asterisks all year round? Perhaps you think I'd be sad to rely on sunlight and sea spray, that I would wither in the dark. But trust me, some people wait whole pink and proper lives to feel this even once.
Noticing and investigating the flora and fauna around her isn't just something that brings Amy joy. She thinks we should all get to know our natural neighbors.
I just think it's so important to know who else is sharing the planet with us. As kids, everybody wants to know the names. Like, what's this? What's this? What that? What that? They want to know. Like, somewhere in middle school, I think that curiosity leaves half of us, you know? Or we get shut down and then it's like, oh, well, forget it. I get made fun of when I ask a question, so I'm not going to ask anymore. But remember what it was like when we were kids and we wanted to know the name of all the dinosaurs, all the fish, like all the birds, you know, things like that. Like, we should still be doing that as grownups.
And it's not like you need to know the names of every plant or animal.
It's like a, you know, a whole lifetime would never be enough. But if you just start small, like, can you learn three birds that you didn't know were in your neighborhood yesterday? Study them, get to know their habits, when they appear, what they sound like. That's three more birds than you knew last year.
As much as Amy loves nature and wonder, even she needs the occasional reminder to stay curious and open to the unexpected. On winter holiday with her son in Cancun, Amy was in a bit of a funk. she was coming to terms with her first kid imminently leaving the nest to go off to college.
Like, wait a minute, we didn't take you to this national park, or I don't know if you know how to make a frittata, or, you know, like, nothing that he needs necessarily his first year in college in a dorm, but you just run through the list and there's never enough time.
This trip was where he wanted to go, a kind of high school graduation gift. And while Amy adores her son, the most touristy part of Cancun, not so much.
I was not thrilled to be there in the first place. You know, I wanted to be like in a remote, like the Everglades, say, or something. I think I was kind of just disgusted seeing all this light pollution.
Not a great starting place for awe and wonder. But that first night there inspired this short poem.
My son reminds me he was listening all along. Just when I think there is so much I have yet to teach him before he flies off to college, look up, he points, from the balcony our first night in Cancun. A whole flock of magnificent frigate birds, night feeding, their white necks lit from the glow on Hotel Row.
Amy had always tried to instill a love of nature in her kids, taking them hiking or birding, teaching them the names of plants. As teenagers, they seemed less receptive. But on that balcony, Amy was moved by her son's open wonderment.
It was so magical. I get teary-eyed thinking about it. Like, all the times he was rolling his eyes at me, he learned something to look up, you know, like, even when I was just disgusted, frustrated, like I wasn't where I wanted to be for the holidays, he kind of taught me a lesson, too.
The poem is a Carmina Figurata, or concrete poem, where the words are arranged in the shape of the poem's subject. So, in this case, try and picture all those lines arranged in the silhouette of a magnificent frigate bird. If you're having trouble with that, that is okay. You can find both of these poems in Amy's new book, Night Owl. It's all about the night and the creatures in it. Salamanders, fireflies, and of course, more birds. And for even more wonderful poetry about birds, check out our new hour-long special, Words in Flight. Find these at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill. Happy Poetry Month.